he loved me very well for 50 years. And to love and be loved is the greatest blessing that the Lord gives us, I believe. My uncle grew up with us because my dad's parents died. So my uncle was like a brother. And when he was in college, he brought Larry Manning home with him sometimes on weekends. And I paid no attention to him because he was just my uncle's friend, and those guys were around all the time. But then when my uncle got married, I had my first date with Larry, and we became serious pretty quickly. I graduated in June, and we were married in July. And then a year and a half after we were married, we welcomed our first baby, a beautiful 8-pound baby girl who we named Tammy Jo, and we were delighted. She was a beautiful little girl. When she was 3 weeks old, I noticed that she was like sort of catching her breath. So I took her to the doctor, and she went immediately to the hospital, and they sent her, and I went with her to Riley in Indianapolis, and we found out that she had a birth defect, a heart defect, that by the end of that day, she lost her life. When you lose a child, it changes you, I think. I really had to dig deep in my faith, and I clung to Larry. I think we both relied on each other to get through that time. And nobody else really knows what that's like except the parents that it happens to. So I asked the Lord, what am I supposed to learn from this? Because I always think there's a lesson. The main thing I felt called to do was to witness to and be a support to other parents who have gone through something similar. And a year later, we welcomed another daughter, and of course she was healthy, although I was a little fearful. It really brought me to the Lord because I realized that we are not in control. The Lord only knows the future. So then we welcomed another daughter and a son, and we were just, Larry was working at General Motors. We had a great marriage. He was a very loving husband, and we were happy and treasured our family because of what we had been through. When our daughter Sherry graduated from college, she got an apartment in Indianapolis and was going to work for an accounting firm. And she came home, flew home with her boyfriend on the weekend, and he was a pilot, and she walked into an airplane propeller. The propeller had crushed her right kneecap, ripped the main artery, vein, and nerve out of the thigh on her left leg, and crushed her hands. they decided to transfer her to St. Vincent's in Indianapolis. And she spent a month there. In the first week, she had 5 more surgeries. And we were both exhausted, and she was in so much pain. Even when the sheet floated down onto her legs, that it was excruciating, just the sheet. So she was there for a month. She had 16 pints of blood altogether, and fought hard for her life. And I kept the faith and believed that she would be okay until about the 5th surgery, and then I just fell apart and cried unto the Lord and said, if it is your will, then take her. But thankfully that didn't happen. People were praying for us all over the world, which you feel that. And after a month at St. Vincent, she came home and for recovery. In the summer, she married the pilot and has, in spite of everything, been able to have 3 healthy children. So the Lord, again, was there and held us up during that whole difficult time. We raised our kids into adulthood, and finally it was time for Larry to retire. And he so enjoyed retirement. He did Habitat for Humanity, and if there was something anybody needed, he was there to do it, and was very focused on just using those retirement years to help other people. And he loved me very well for 50 years. And to love and be loved is the greatest blessing that the Lord gives us, I believe. And so, in December of 2012, Larry started to, not be able to express what he was thinking. Well, by the end of December, we were playing cards with some friends, and he kept his score, but he couldn't add it up. And I knew that we were in trouble. So I said to him, I said, get whatever you need. We're going to the ER. And they discovered that he had brain cancer. They had told me that he could have 6 weeks to a year and a half. And it turned out he only had 6 weeks altogether. I was a little bit in denial that he could die, because I guess I just couldn't face it, because he was always my rock. And when someone loves you really well, it's hard to not have that. But of course he did die from the brain cancer, and I still believed in God. I knew that Jesus was there, but I felt like I had been abandoned by the Lord as well as my husband. Thank you. So that was definitely the worst year of my life. I depended on my friends who were great, and this church really rallied around me and helped me through. I still miss him every day, but I focus on the life that the Lord has for me, what he has. I know he has a plan for my life, and I want to know him and to know what his plan is, and be ready to do whatever he calls me to do.